every bump, every result. Length Bumps 2012 on CAM FM 97.2.
Hi, Anne. All right. You did a further aside where it's now getting quite cold and quite dark, so you have to bear with us. I can't really see very well, it has to be said. So some of the colours are going to be quite hard to distinguish. W1 has already kicked off. The order is Deathling, Pembroke, Emma, First and Third, Queens, Christ, Jesus, Trinity Hall, Clare, Keys, Newnham, LNBC, Maudlin, St Cat's, Selwyn, King's Churchill and Pete's House of the Sandwich Boat. There's a bit of confusion about the start time because we just had a re-row, which saw Jesus bump up on Sydney right before my eyes. It was very exciting, and that was a re-row of the earlier M2 division. So as you join us, Downing are powering down towards us, which looks positive for them. They're looking very strong, and they seem to be opening up some distance on Pembroke. Closer behind them are both Emma and First and Third, so we're going to see what's happening there, but it's going to be quite an exciting race, I think. But it's looking at the moment like Downing may be strong enough to row over if they can maintain this sort of pace throughout the race. So opening up a gap with about three lengths behind them is Pembroke. And they're taking a bit of a dodgy line to Grassy Corner, and that might disadvantage them in the longer term. But overall, it looks like they're pulling away from Emma, who are next up, all looking quite strong, very much in time. But First and Third to B1 are looking very strong as they come round. And I know if they can put some power down, then they could catch and they could bump up onto Emma. Coming up behind them, we have Queens. And Queens are looking good, but First and Third are pulling away from them. Straight behind them, we have Christ and Jesus, where they're about to bump them. But there's about half a length between them. There is not much in it. But not sure what's going to happen there. But in fact, Christ are pulling up towards Queens on that corner. It's all very, very close, very, very tense. It all depends who takes the best line here. But Jesus are looking strong. And it looks like the whistles are blowing for half a length. Who can tell? It might be that they're about to be bumped. Jesus coming up on Christ, who are coming up on Queens? It looks like a mess down there. Who can tell who's going to bump who first? Unclear. Right, the next boat before me is Keys, which means that Claire had bumped Trinity Hall. So I can confirm that Claire had bumped Trinity Hall further up the river. That was at First Post Corner. So Claire have bumped up on Trinity Hall. Following Keys, we have Newnham.
It's looking good,
sweet
Ollie. So what was going on with the Queen's Christ
and
Jesus
crew?
Hello, Ollie. Hello, Anne. Here I am. I have just watched Emma coming up towards Pembroke, but Pembroke at Grassy Corner. But Emma do look to be about a length behind. And now we have behind them First and Third, who look to be about a length behind Emma, yes. Then First and Third, who look to be about a length behind Emma, yes.
Oh, he's just going to come back to me. There's a 3-mile pile up here. It's looking like Maudlin are coming up on NBC, St. Cam's are coming up on Maudlin just as quick. Who can tell who's going to bump who first? And it looks like our cats can just bump Maudlin. They're on the brink of bumping NBC. Oh, and that'll be hard for for Maudlin to take that because they were so close to bumping up themselves. Thank you, Ollie. What can you see before you?
What I seem to have here, as I'm running along, my apologies, I appear to have Queens being caught up by Christ. It looks like there's about to happen. They are neck and neck. I'm running along in quite the wrong place, but it looks like there's a bump in place. They seem to be rolling on.
Did you stop between Ollie?
We haven't quite got a clear sign of whether there is a bump or not between Queens, but it does look like the Queens have been bumped by Christ, but I cannot confirm that at the time. And behind them, we have Jesus about a length behind down Long Reach. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, well, the last of the crews are just coming through at the moment. It's looking like Peterhouse are going to row over, which would suggest that there's been another bump further down. I can't confirm that at the moment, though. So at the moment, the things we have confirmed are Clare bumped Trinity Hall. St Cat's bumped Magdalen in a very dramatic event because Magdalen were very, very close to bumping LNBC. And Downing were looking like they were going to row over. Sorry, back to you, Ollie. I'm choking.
Hi there. Sorry. We have most of the crews out of sight now. Too hard to tell whether there has been any further bump. I have... Who do I have coming up here? Looks to be Newnham coming with about 3 boat lengths of long reach ahead before they could reach Keys. And behind Newnham, we have Lady Maggie with about 2 boat lengths away. It seems unlikely that they will catch them at the moment. And I think that is the last boat I can see for the time being. Back to you, Emma.
Okay, well, it's not entirely clear what's going on down here because the last boats that we saw come through was Peterhouse. So it looks like Churchill will have bumped Kings, although I didn't see Salwyn go by. But apparently they did. So Salwyn did go past. So we've got what looks like a bump of Churchill up on Kings, which will happen very, very early on in the course before first post. Sorry, Ollie, what's he got?
Just to say that I've had Selwyn just go past me, so there must have been a bump there. Back to you.
Okay, great. So we can confirm then. It looks like Peterhouse row over, Churchill bump up onto Kings, Selwyn row over. Going from the top down, what we have at the moment for certain, these are provisional results. Downing row over, Pembroke, Emma first and third. All like we've not got any confirmed information, but they look like they've row over. There may have been a bump further down between Queens and Christ, but we'll wait for confirmation of that. Jesus throw over. Clare bumped up onto Trinity Hall before the grassy corner, which is very dramatic and very good. Keys and Newnham both looked to have rode over. LNBC look like they'll also have rode over. St Cat's bumped Magdalen, although Magdalen were coming up on LNBC, so it was very tough for them. They could quite easily have bumped just before they themselves were bumped. Selwyn rode over, Churchill bumped Kings very early on, and Peterhouse rode over. So Ollie, we'll come back to you in a few minutes for confirmation of those results, but for now, it's back to you.
Ollie, what can you tell us?
Hi, thanks very much. Well, as one umpire quite aptly put it, it was a race where rowing over was the theme. We had Downing rowing over, Pembroke rowing over, Emmanuel also rowing over, first and third rowing over, Christ bumping Queens, Jesus rowing over, Clare bumping Trinity Hall, Keith, Newnham and Lady Maggie all rowing over, St Cat's bumping Magdalen, Selwyn rowing over, Churchill bumping Kings, and Peterhouse, the sandwich boat, rowing over too. And that's all for this relatively eventful day down at the Cam.